Our next presentation will be given by Victor Su, and the title of his presentation is Transcriptomic Profiling of the Effects of SAG12 ITT Expression on Hormone Regulations under Drought Stress in Leaf Tissue of Agrostis stenalgifera. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Yi Xu. I'm from Rutgers University, working as a postdoc in Dr. Bingru Huang's lab. Today, I'm going to be focusing on the transcriptomic profiling of the effects of SAG12 IPT expression on hormone regulations under drought stress in the leaf tissue of Agrostis stenalgifera. So that is quite a long title. So first, I would like to introduce some background information for my project. As we know that with less and less water resources in the world, drought stress is a major factor limiting not only the growth of the cross species, but also grass species. We don't want to see the dead patch of drought and yellow grass on our lawn because we don't haven't watered them for 2 weeks like that. People have been using the manipulation of plant hormones, such as cytokinins and other plant hormones, either by intrinsically increase of the plant hormone contents in the plants, or the direct application of exogenous plant hormones to benefit its tolerance to abiotic stresses, including drought stress, and we can get a myriad of references, a good pile of references for that kind of research. And fortunately, we are one of them. So we have previously reported a senescence-associated gene 12 promoter, which will be activated upon plant senescence. It drives the gene expression of isopentanyl transferase, which is one of the genes in the cytokinin biosynthetic gene. We transform them into creeping bentgrass, Agrostis stenalgifera, and the transgenic plants showed improved drought tolerance. As John discussed in the previous presentation, we have many physiological aspects that has been improved, such as the increased photosynthesis and the decreased plant respiration, and also we have increased cell viability. However, the molecular mechanism is still not well understood in this transgenic plants. So we want to see if there is a global gene expression differentiation between transgenic plants and our wild-type plants. So the best possible way to do that is by using next-generation sequencing. For example, RNA-seq, which is a very powerful tool to study such a global gene expression differentiation between plants and its transgenic plants, and also between control conditions and abiotic stress conditions. So our objective here is to identify the genes and transcription factors regulated by cytokinins in creeping bentgrass and the transgenic plants under drought stress, which may also be associated with drought tolerance. So our experimental design is here. We use wild-type creeping bentgrass pancross, which is drought-sensitive, and we have IPT transgenic plant S41, and they were grown in plastic bins filled with freely clay. And then they were established in greenhouse for 4 weeks and then transferred to growth chambers for the better environmental control and also stress treatments. And leaf samples were collected at day 21 of drought treatment. So we basically withhold the irrigation for the drought-treated plants for 21 days. And for the parameters, we measured the hormone contents of isopentanyl adenine and transzeatin. And for the physiological part, we measured the soil water content, the leaf relative water content, the chlorophyll content, and also the electrolyte leakage. And I've listed all the RNA-seq analysis here, just in case if you are not familiar with the RNA-seq. So we've gone through total RNA extraction, library preparation, and the MiSeq sequencing, and the reads are mapping to a rice transcriptome. And we have done the algorithm to do the gene expression differentiation and the GoTerm classification and enrichment, and also hormone-related signal transduction. And also we did QRT-PCR to validate our RNA-seq data. So here is the cytokinin contents in both wild-type and S41, just to check out the transgene is working there. So on the drought stress, we can see that both isopentanil, adenine, and transxanthin have decreased content. However, the transgenic plants have significantly higher content compared with wild type under drought stress, and both in IPA and transxanthin. So here, the soil water content, we measure it every day. We can see that the control, the well water condition, the soil water content is pretty consistent, around 28%. However, the drought stress, the soil water content will gradually decrease from 28 to 8%. For the relative water content in the leaf tissue, you can see that the great separation starts at day 14 or maybe earlier. At day 21, the separation goes further. And we can see that S41 under drought stress has significantly higher relative water content compared with wild type under drought stress, which is the same case for the chlorophyll content here. And also for the electrolyte leakage, S41 under drought stress has significantly lower ER value compared with wild type under drought stress. And next we have algorithm for calculation of gene expression differentiation for our RNA-seq data. So we have pretty stringent parameter here, which is log 2-fold change of a transcript under drought stress compared with its respective control. So we have log 2-fold change, which is bigger than 2, and we have the p-value, which is less than 0.001. In that case, we have about 661 upregulated genes and 764 downregulated genes in wild type drought stress compared with wild type control. And we have 648 upregulated genes and 862 downregulated genes in S41 drought stress compared with its control, which means we have more downregulated genes in S41 compared with wild type in the downregulated genes. And next, we want to see what's the pattern, what is common and what is unique for these genes. So we compare the upregulations here. We can see that S41 has higher unique genes, which is 290, compared with wild type, which is 187. And which this is also true for the downregulated genes. S41 had 264 genes compared with wild type at 166. So that means our S41 has a divergent mechanism of drought stress response, because we have less downregulated genes and we have more unique genes in them. So we have also done the GoTerm classification. So this is quite busy a picture. I don't want to introduce all of them, but I do need to bring some of the points to you guys. For the fundamental parts of the three Go categories, such as catalytic activity and binding for the molecular functions, and cellular process and metabolic process in the cellular components, all the S41, which is represented by orange color here, has more significantly regulated genes than wild type, which is regulated by represented by blue color here. However, if we compare the significantly regulated genes between S41 and wild type under drought stress, we can see that the transcripts that represents antioxidant activity and response to stimulus, which is important for drought stress, they have less regulated genes in S41 compared with wild type. So next thing we want to see how the plant regulation, the overall plant regulation under drought stress. So we use MathMan here to do the analysis for the wild type drought compared with wild type control on the left, and S41 drought compared with S41 control on the right. So this is also a big map. We can see the transcription factors here and the genes related to protein modification and degradation here, and all the genes to plant hormone here. And we also have plant redox homeostasis here, and receptor kinases here, MAP kinases here. And our topic is focusing on the plant hormone. So next thing I just need to plug all the plant hormone related single transductions into KEGG pathway, which is also a overwhelming picture. I know that PowerPoint slides just hit high resolution pictures, so I do it in another way. for a better understanding. So here we have the blue color, which means under drought stress conditions, there is more signal transduction, more upregulation of the signal transduction in wild type. The red color means there's more signal transduction in our transgenic S41 plants. So we can see the cytokinin increase by our transgene would, of course, affect cytokinin signal transduction here. We have decreased CRE1, AHP, and B-type ARR here. And we have increased A-type ARR here, which also inhibit the previous three. The A-type ARR is directly related to cell division and shoot initiation. So we have increased signal transduction in this category. For the auxin signal transduction, we have decreased all of them. So we have decreased cell elongation and plant growth. For the ethylene pathway, we have increased ethylene binding factor 1 and 2 here. That will inhibit the ethylene, the EIN3 here. We have decreased ubiquitin-mediated proteolysis here. For the jasmonic acid, we have decreased COI1 and JAZ, which also lead to decreased leaf senescence, as well as ubiquitin-mediated proteolysis. For the abscisic acid, we have decreased 4 of them, and also decreased stomatal closure here. For the brassinol steroids, we have increased gene expression of BSK and BIN2, so we have increased proteosomal degradation. And last but not least, we have salicylic acid, all of the three increased, and that lead to salicylic acid is not only for the disease resistance, it can also be involved in stress resistance, such as drought stress. So all of these categories will lead to the drought tolerance. The overall map is not only for the plant owner, but at least we know some information for the drought tolerance in our transgenic plants. So here's a little bit of summary. So our SAC12 IPT transgenic plant had improved drought tolerance, which was associated with increased endogenous cytokinin content. And our transcriptomic analysis revealed that the transgenic plant had a divergent drought response, as shown in more downregulated genes, more unique related genes, and less stimulus response genes. So we have identified hormone-related transcripts, and that shows the drought tolerance in our transgenic plants was associated with increased signal transduction of cytokinins, brassinol steroids, salicylic acid, while decreased signal transduction has been found in auxin, ethylene, jasmonic acid, and abscisic acid pathways. So with that, I would like to thank Dr. Bingru Huang, our lab member Patrick Burgess, and our collaborator Dr. Xunzhong Zhang, who is in the audience, and also Dr. Sophie Alvarez for the help with plant hormone measurements. So thank you. I would like to take any question you have. So the question is, we have proposed the gene expression patterns in the transgenic plants. So have we also measured the physiological aspects of that, such as stomatal closure? Actually, we haven't done that yet. We're considering doing that in the nearest future, because we also interested in individual plant hormone signal transductions. So we can pull out information from each individual plant hormone signal transduction and do the molecular and physiological analysis based on that information. So that's our next plan. Thank you.